AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The State Department says one American was among at least 19 people killed today during a terrorist attack in Bamako, the capital of Mali. A dozen Americans were rescued from the Radisson Hotel there, along with two Canadians and four Germans. State Department spokesman John Kirby says Americans in the West African nation are being urged to keep a low profile.
Our embassy there is lifting its recommendation for U.S. citizens to shelter in place. However, the embassy continues to urge all U.S. citizens to minimize movement around Bamako and be vigilant of their surroundings.
Late today, the U.N. Security Council unanimously approved a French-sponsored resolution that calls on all nations to redouble and coordinate their action to prevent further attacks by Islamic State terrorists and other extremist groups. Speaking through a translator, France's ambassador said the resolution sends a strong message to those folks.
This resolution frames our action under international law and the upholding of the United Nations Charter.
The news is not all bad. Strong results from retailers lifted the stock market to its biggest weekly gain of the year.
The Dow rose 91 points to 17,823. The Nasdaq added 31 points and the S&P gained 7 points. For the week, the index climbed 3.3%. Ross Stores gained 10% after reporting results that were far better than analysts were expecting. Nike jumped 6% after announcing a dividend increase, stock buyback, and a stock split. Technology stocks also rose. Google parent company Alphabet gained 2%. Julie Walker, New York.
Hillary Clinton is proposing a tax credit to help people deal with the rising costs of health care. This is AP Radio News. The E. coli outbreak connected to Chipotle restaurants has now expanded to 6 states.
The new cases are in California, Ohio, and New York. Earlier cases were reported in Oregon, Washington, and Minnesota. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the investigation continues into whether a specific food at Chipotle is making people sick. No deaths have been reported, but the CDC says 45 people have been infected, and 16 of them had to go to the hospital. Last month, 43 Chipotles in Washington and Oregon were closed because of E. coli. They have since reopened. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oregon and Washington have joined California in delaying the start of their commercial crab seasons. This after dangerous toxin levels were found in the crabs. The toxin is produced by a massive bloom of microscopic algae that's caused by warming ocean conditions. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.